Hi, this is Megan Stewart with Gemini's Natural Chickens. Thank you for tuning into the first episode. This one's going to be pretty quick. I just wanted to basically kind of just, you know, talk about cold weather here in Central Texas and potentially wherever you are for chickens and poultry. Basically, if you have an adult bird who is completely feathered out, they shouldn't need any supplemental heating. No heat lamps, anything to help keep them warm. They don't need it. They're adults, and they're able to regulate their body temperature. The ones who do need help are the ones who are babies, and usually the ones who are about 2 to 3 months or younger. They're not completely feathered out yet. They still are growing out their feathers, and they're unable to actually regulate their heat. So those ones actually do need the help to keep them warm. We do recommend try to stay clear if you're able to of the heat lamps, just because they have been known to actually catch barns and houses and such on fire. If you do use a heat lamp, make sure it is secure. Not just by one way, but by multiple ways. And there are heating plates you can get. There are different brands, different types that you can get, and this is definitely helpful and a lot of the times a bit better than using a heat lamp for the chicks. And it acts more like a mother hen does, so they can kind of like, you know, cuddle up underneath it. Just trying to make sure that, you know, you don't cause the birds who are adults to basically not learn how to regulate their heat. Supplementing their own natural way of keeping themselves warm can actually be more harmful than you realize, because if you do in fact, you know, keep a chicken or any other kind of bird inside the house, you know, during these times, and then you let them out for a full, you know, 24, 48 hours, they're not going to be able to regulate their heat. So they're not going to be able to keep themselves warm, and you can potentially lose a chicken that way. So basically just think of them as if they were wild. That's pretty much how I kind of go about it, except I help them when they need help. If they're out in the wild, they're going to be in trees. They're going to roost in trees. Most of birds do in fact roost in trees. I have wild chickens on top of having cooped up chickens, so they do roost in trees. Just make sure that they have blockage for the north wind, because that's where the cold comes from, and that they can't get wet when it's super cold. That is the most that you need to look out for in regards to when it's cold. You don't want a chicken who's cold and wet. That is a combination you want to stay clear from. So just do that and you should be fine with your chickens, especially here in Texas, because you have those who are up in Minnesota, Washington, upper state New York, Maine, Canada. We can go all the way over to Europe, and you know, we got Sweden, Finland, Russia, all those guys who get snow. And guess what? They don't supplement their heat for their adults. So you shouldn't either here in Texas. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait for you guys to hear episode 2. Thank you and have a great day. Bye.